What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning to you. Tuesday morning, All-Star Game. What, about 10 and a half hours or so? So we'll get Schwarber tonight. We won't get Wheeler. So you got the one Phil. All right, let's do a quick all-star memories, of which there have been many. Fran, you're the youngest one here. Your favorite, Fran in this for Seltzer today. Fran, your favorite all-star memory is which?
99 all-star game. Pedro striking out the first five out of six. Yeah,
and insane. That's when they brought out
Teddy ball game.
Yep. The all century team, which included Ted Williams late in life. Yeah, that's a really good one. Rhea, favorite all-star game memory?
Mine is slightly negative, but you know, I don't think you would expect anything else. 1996, the one that was here in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Me and three of my friends went specifically so we could heckle Albert Bell.
Okay. Look at that. That's a passionate sports fan right there.
Did
Albert Bell take notice of you?
Oh, I mean, I don't think we were close enough.
I don't know
if we didn't have the money back then.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
To get that close, but that's why we said we were going.
Yeah,
you know, so it was kind of fun.
All right, Ben, what do you got, man? There's a lot to choose from through the years.
I made my son watch this yesterday. The Bo Jackson home run off Rick Rushel.
Ooh. Is that yours, Sean? Was
Anaheim.
That the leadoff home run?
Leadoff home run. It went 450-something.
Him and Boggs went back-to-back, I think.
That was mine. I couldn't believe Bo Jackson, the football player, is now leading off in the All-Star game. And he went, I mean, that ball was just destroyed.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Yeah.
That was a great one. So awesome. I got a couple in mind here. First off, I'll go Schmitty. Getting elected to the All-Star game after he had retired. So he didn't play in it.
Oh,
but
that is cool.
But he retired in, I think, May of 89. And then you had like another month and a half of voting, and they elected him. That was a really nice shot by the American public. Lidge 08. This is not like a good memory, but it's something that rattles through my mind. You might remember he did blow a save in that All-Star game and had to pitch about 70 pitches in the bullpen warming up. Ben, he warmed up like three or four times.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as a Phillies fan, like being like, yo, manager, whoever the hell you are, either put him in the game or don't put him in the game. Don't have my freaking reliever warm up three or four times. Kruk and Randy Johnson was a classic.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I think, in 93.
When he stepped out or he swung at it, like, you know,
far
off the plate.
He threw, you know, because Randy threw the one in front, you know, over his head.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, all hell broke loose. The stoppage in 02. Remember when the game got suspended?
Yes.
Like that's it, everybody. Go home. We've run out of pitchers.
Right.
So that was astounding. Now you want to go on the Wayback Machine. I didn't see these things live, but like Reggie's homer in Detroit's very famous.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Callison had a big homer in 64. Ted Williams had a homer to win a game. Babe Ruth had the original homer.
That when Pete Rose ran over Ray Fossey.
That's another one.
Oof.
That's another one.
Ended his career, right?
I've heard people say it affected his,
career
in a bad way. Yeah. But for me, my personal favorite All-Star memory will always be 87. I tell this story every year, so here we go. Quick version. A bad boy, 9 years old, young hammer one summer. So my mom, who was not like a strict disciplinarian, but boy was she this time. Because I had been disrespectful apparently to a tutor, and the tutor told my mom. And my mom was so not happy with me, she took away television for the entire month of July when
I was nine.
The whole month.
Wow.
No TV.
What did you say?
Apparently. Isn't that the only thing you did? Was watch TV?
I'm like, hey, Mom, there's no proof of this. Come on. There's no proof. It's just me and her.
Did
no
she
proof.
Stick to the whole month?
Yeah, except for the 1987 All-Star Game. I got a one-night dispensation for one game. So that'll always be my ultimate All-Star memory because it's the only thing I got to watch the entire month of July.
What did you say to the tutor?
I really don't know.
What were you getting tutored in?
Probably English stuff, if I had to guess. That was a weak spot for me.
English was the weak spot?
Speaking
the language?
Science, languages. I was very thankful to be able to watch the 87 All-Star game.
I was never able to stick with
which
that.
Which I think went to 13 innings.
Oh, wow.
I think. And was
so you were thrilled because you were still watching TV.
NL won 2-0 in 13 innings. 2-0,
so you didn't have to turn it off?
Yeah, no, I remember I got extra time. And I remember Tim Raines threw a guy out at the plate, I think, and then like had some winning hit or something. So I was always a Rock Raines fan. Ben, you want to tell the kids why Rock Raines was named Rock Raines?
No, I don't.
John, do you want to take a guess why Rock Raines had the nickname Rock Raines?
Well, I mean, that response, I can sort of take a gander.
So let me just say this, Sean, and this is true, and because he's admitted this publicly, he would slide hands first, not feet first. Why? Back pocket.
Back pocket
might have had a thing or two in there. Got to protect that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joe. It really is outrageous. Joe in Mayfair. Joe, what's going on, pal?
Hey, good morning, crew.
What's up, Joe?
Real quick, some bands real quick. Queen with Adam Lambert would be great for Live Aid because you have Queen, whose best performance was the original, and then you have Queen with Adam Lambert now. Plus, you got Daughtry and you got Nickelback, so a couple other bands that... But there are few and far between. Definitely few and far between.
Yeah, not many bands. Yep.
Before I get into Jalen Hurts, the Phillies, what are they? They are a song by Aerosmith. They are the same song and dance, my friends.
Interesting.
They are. They're the same song and dance. They don't have the it factor. They're not going to get it because their manager behind it doesn't have the it factor where the gut instincts come into play, right time, the right moment. To create some energy when there is none.
Joe, I will say this for what it's worth. The Dodgers made the playoffs an awful lot before they broke through and won in 2020. You know, I mean, it happens. Let me put it this way. If the Phillies do what I think they're going to do, which is make the playoffs a bunch in the next 5 or 6 years, I think one of these years they're going to break through and win a World Series. Now, you may say, well, it's going to require a different nucleus, and maybe it will, but maybe it won't. I mean, look, they're a big boy in baseball, and if they keep knocking on the door one of these years, I hope they break through, and I think they will. We know the Braves made the playoffs 14 straight years. They only won one World Series. I mean, it's not easy, is my point.
That is 100% true. Now let's get into jail, and I made the comparison about a year and a half ago on your station, and it's even more relevant today. Jalen Hurts is exactly what Maurice Cheeks was to the Sixers from 80 to 83. Point guard, led the team, tons of talent around them. In 83, they needed Moses to put him over the top. Well, the Eagles needed Barkley to put him over the top. He has all the intangibles, led the league in steals so many years. He was great on and off the court. Wasn't the best player on the team, but without Maurice Cheeks, the Sixers don't win a championship or are in the mix of winning a championship.
Interesting comparison. Very interesting.
It's the best one I can think of. And Maurice Cheeks had a Hall of Fame career.
And was very steady. Mo was a steady, steady player.
And I think that's what Jalen's going to do, but some more dynamic to him than Mo Cheeks. But when it comes to Philadelphia, I hope Jalen's held in that regard like Maurice Cheeks was all those years later, just being a class act in Philadelphia.
I like that comparison. I do. Solid.
Best one I can. That's the best one.
All right.
Real quick, when the baseball, like Joe, we grew up. Like I told you before in the show, baseball is not the same. They don't market the players the same. They don't market baseball the same. Yeah. The 300 average hitter is gone. The statistical part of baseball is what kept us going. Fantasy sports, and we would just go to the box scores. The box scores are missing. The fantasy sports is missing. And marketing players because statistics back when we were following it, late 80s, early 90s.
So, Joe, let me. I agree with you. Let me break through and tell you. I'm going to frame it a slightly different way. I've made this point before. And
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I will hold true to this because I think it is so true. The decline of the newspaper has hurt baseball.
100%.
What? Okay, so let's play this out for a second. Back in the day, I'm saying 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when a lot of us would read a newspaper on a daily basis, you open it up to like page 3, 2, 4, whatever, and there they all are, all the box scores, all of them. So you would see every box score, and you might not read them all, but you'd read a lot, and you could absorb who was the starting pitcher the prior day. By the way, who's the starting pitcher tonight? And so you had this stuff rattling through your mind. And Ben, to my point earlier about not knowing the lineups of these all-star teams, this is part of why. So now to do the box score thing, like let's say I'm on ESPN.com. ESPN.com, I'm going to go MLB scores. Then I'm going to get to a Phillies Braves. Mm-hmm. I got to go in. Then I got to click on the box score. Then I got to get out. I got to go to the Mets and the Tigers.
This is really difficult for you. It's
my point is it takes like to get through 15 box scores. I would have to click about 50 things. And yes, I'm not going to click 50 things. So, yeah, Joe, back in the day, newspaper, boom, turn the page, it's all right there. That hurt baseball. That hurt people's recognition of national players.
Yeah. Plus, I like to read the transactions. Guys
I did too.
Moving,
yeah.
You know, here and there.
Totally.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that to me was the best part of it, is opening up the paper and having every box score in one page.
How about the stats? They'd also be right there. Here are my top 10 hitters, right? Like, now Sunday they'd give the whole thing, like, here are your top home run guys, here it is. But, like, on a daily basis, here are your top hitters, mm-hmm. and the stat leaders. And you don't get that anymore. So, yeah, Joe, I think that's hurt people's recognition of some of these guys.
Yeah, and ESPN does not do a great job at marketing baseball. It's all about basketball in today's world, and because it's so much more money in basketball and globally, where Major League Baseball dropped the ball with that. What's good and bad? It's the heart of Philadelphia. As you get a little older in life, you don't have any as much, but the Philadelphia cheesesteak is so good, but yet it's so bad.
All right, Joe. I get what you're saying right there. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. John, the poll question today relates to the All-Star Game. Do you care about the MLB All-Star Game as much as you used to? Yes or no? How do people vote, John?
I'm going to say, oh, man, this might get ugly. 17% say they care as much as they used to.
So I'm going to tell you this. You know, in plus minus you get in, like, presidential polling, you know, and they'll say plus minus 3. I previously established plus minus for us at 7. Like, I have found if you could say, does 1 plus 1 equal 2? And 7% of people will say no. So to me, I got a horse's ass measurement plus minus of 7 for our poll.
7 is the horse's ass range.
That's my point.
Okay.
7 is the horse, like 1 plus 1 equals 2. No, it doesn't.
Plus or minus 7.
7% will do that to be a horse's hiney.
Yeah.
6% of people say they care as much as they used to. Less than the horse's ass measurement.
That, I was going to say 5.
That number is incredibly low. I don't know that we get numbers that low.
It's a bad number for baseball.
Below double digits.
No, we really don't. So,
holy cow.
Yeah. But I will say this. baseball's still in a strong spot. I mean, there's millions of people that absorb it on a daily basis. It doesn't get the love it should from ESPN.
The ratings are up, though, aren't they?
The ratings have been strong. I think the game is strong. I think the pitch clock helped improve it. Mm-hmm. I just wish they would market the players better so that I would know who...
Why do you think that kid got picked?
They're trying to.
Because they're trying to.
But it's a phony baloney way to do it.
Of course it is.
Give me a This Week in Baseball. Give me the baseball brunch back. Give me ESPN with Web Gems back. Give me Baseball Tonight. Give me some of that. There's a way to do it without, you know, Mickey Mouse. Ben.
Balls and strikes reported directly into the ump's ear tonight. Yeah. Let's see if it makes a positive difference, even for you, Joe.
All right. And Ben, quickly, because we got to move. Yes. But, The kid with five appearances. I mean, come on. As a veteran.
The snub Suarez and Sanchez the way they did, that's brutal, man. It's not good. Fix it.
It's not good. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is always as booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Hey, Joe, I just wanted to tell you, I was there last Wednesday, and I know you had the five strikeouts, but, dude, I'm incredibly proud that you were actually able to get around on Jack and pull the ball down the line. That was very impressive. I was impressed with that.
Well,
I was wondering what bat you used. You never really talked about what bat you used. Did you change bat? Time's Yours.
I used, I think, a 32-29, I think. Trying to remember it off the top of my head. I was not impressed with my performance. I could do better if we ever did that again, but I certainly failed that day.
What do Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow have in common? They all lost to Jalen Hurts last year. It is absolutely absurd to have him number 9. The guy's a winner. All he does is win. You know Joe Montana only threw for 40,000 yards? There's 23 quarterbacks ahead of the guy that was the GOAT until Tom Brady came along. No, not Patrick Mahomes. Sorry, John. Welcome back.
Yeah, but dude, you got to get off stats. Things have changed entirely. There's all sorts of quarterbacks with better stats than Montana. It doesn't mean they're better than him.
I got to tell you, watching that home run derby last night, making me think of all the home run balls next year they're going to launch in the Ashburn Alley. Time's yours.
How about that? All-star game next year to Philly.
In his den, in the winter, just hibernating, and here comes the stick that starts poking him. Every time you poke the bear that is Jalen Hurts, he has a better season. Go Birds!
I like that, and I agree.
He's had some good bounce backs, there's no question. All right, with that, Time's Yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
A couple things before we get out the door. One, Ben, if we can keep this quick. Something that happened in the final Phillies game I thought was interesting and got almost no discussion. Schwarber to the leadoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a Rob Thompson's matching up with the Padres relievers, or was that a... Hey, ladies and gentlemen,
find something that works.
Here's what's coming in the second half of the season. Because they hadn't done it since April.
Right.
I mean, that was like...
They're trying to find something that works.
John, no one talked about that. Schwarber was back to leadoff. So anyway, keep your eye on that second half of the season. We'll see. We got to come up with a winning answer for what's both good and bad. John, I got four things written down, I think, that have emerged amongst the top. We're choosing between, good and bad. Alcohol, women, chemo, and fire.
I'm not voting for women. Fire is too negative. Fire has too much negative.
Yeah. But you cook food, man.
I think chemo is an incredible answer.
It's so
we have it stilted so far to the negative, but it does help people. It brings people life.
All right, so chemo or alcohol? Are we choosing between those two?
Yeah.
All right, Ben, chemo or alcohol?
Booze.
Okay, Rhea?
Alcohol.
Fran?
Chemo.
2-1, John?
Yeah, it's chemo for me.
Is that 2-2 or 3-1? I lost track.
I think you went to John twice.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
So, wait, Ben, what were you?
Alcohol.
Fran?
Chemo.
Rhea?
Alcohol.
2-1 alcohol, and John, you were which one?
Chemo.
2-2. Good and bad. Can I say Jalen Hurts? No, I'm just kidding. Let's go with alcohol. But they're both really good answers. Congrats to the answer of alcohol from our caller, Ed. Hey, everyone, have a spectacular rest of the day. I was just kidding about Hertz. We'll talk to you. Hey, Joe and Hugh, they're coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.